Let's spend a little extra time talking about LSRs because they are such an important part of the process to relay preliminary reports. You will issue LSRs via the Integrated Real-Time Impact Services or IRIS web-based application. Like any product you issue, be intentional and careful when choosing your options. Make sure you input the correct date, time zone, AM or PM, location, and event type. Yes, you can correct an LSR, but it's better not to need it. Some automated sites that pull LSRs don't deal well with corrections. Use IRIS to issue summary LSRs as well. A summary LSR pulls all reports from your specified time frame, giving your partners all of the events reports in one place. The product is used for the event follow-up by anyone from emergency managers to the insurance industry. There is also the age-old question, should you send an LSR for a tornado during an event or wait for a survey? The answer is yes, issue an LSR for a tornado during an event if the report is from a reliable source, there is photo or video evidence, or there is other compelling human-based observed evidence. You do not need to wait for a survey, nor should you if the evidence is clear. That said, a tornado debris signature or TDS is not enough evidence to support issuing an LSR by itself. You do need some form of human observation to issue an LSR.